So, did you experience any American traditions while you were abroad?
Yes, I celebrate Thanksgiving in Shanghai, and I've never experienced this before. And it's kind of hard to celebrate these holidays in China because there's no people celebrate this, and you need to find the restaurants who can just make turkey and the pumpkin pies like to serve to you, and you can like kind in that atmospheres to have a like Thanksgiving. And I'm the only one who can speak Chinese in the trip, so I do this. So I just go to the website and just search which restaurant can serve this like dinner to us, and finally I find one, and they just serve the like turkey and the pumpkin pies to us, and everyone just dressed up. And we also invited our professors to come to the dinner, and one of the professors actually flies from Yilan to Shanghai and to like for a few days and to celebrate this Thanksgiving. And everyone just stands up, and they have to give the speech to the audiences and to say something. And I was like very excited because that's my first time to celebrate Thanksgiving. And I said, thanks to having you guys just standing by my side and to celebrate this my like first Thanksgiving. And I was like so drunk because everyone want to show their like good image to the professor. And I was just so drunk, and I do the crappy things. And one of my friends even said, "Okay, don't take his class after you just back to Elon." And that's very interesting. And I just release myself and do the crappy things. And even it's like I lose some face in front of the professors, but also like it's a great experience. And I think that's the best night ever during the study abroad time.
And so, like, how did it feel to sort of be that native person in relationship to all of the Americans who were celebrating with you? Like, when you had that power to sort of speak Chinese to the waiters and waitresses, what did that feel like for you?
It's like it's under my control. It's like because when I in Ch in Yilan, because my English is not that good, but when I back to Shanghai and everyone just asked me to help them to do something, and it's like I have a big improvement for my English in Shanghai, and that's very interesting. And during that time, my mom gave me the phone call, and I was so drunk, and I can't recognize that's my mom. I just speak English to my mom.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and mom just so lost. What are you talking about?
Yeah, definitely. So it's like a huge learning experience for you too, just being around all of these Americans as well, right?
So, studying abroad at an American university and being from China originally, what made you decide to study abroad in China?
Oh, because here is boring. I decided to study abroad in my sophomore year because my first year here is so boring and I don't know what to do, and in the countryside I can't go shopping just without car. So I just miss China so much, and I just look back, what can I do? And I found, yeah, I came back to China, and it's a business program. I can also get a credit, so I just decided to go.
Definitely.